This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to another episode of Echoes of Dissent, a weekly podcast that explores the events, the movements, the beliefs and the personalities. In short, the why a song of protest, a song of dissent was written and sung, and who created it. We look at its impact at the time and its relevance to today. It's 3 a.m. Mother and baby are doing well, and obviously there's a lot of joy going on. Midwife Faroha is just tidying up before going home for the night to her family. Tomorrow is another 24/7 day, so she will try to get some sleep before attending to the next mother and baby. Aroha is part of a midwife's collective. She receives an average of $78 an hour to cover all her expenses. My name is Frank Carter, and today we compare two small businesses in the same style of home converted to suburban office in the same street. The Midwife Collective of four midwives plus an admin assistant, and Matthew and Associates Limited, family law, barristers and solicitors to the High Court of New Zealand, specialising in trusts, wills, conveyancing, family law and employment law. Same neighbourhood, similar staff numbers. Very, very different days. And we're going to ask, when you compare their work, their training, their stress and their pay, who is being valued? And who is being left behind? Our track today is The Mighty Sword of Justice by Tim Robertson with Billy Bragg in the background. It was written in 2013, and we'll go through the background after this track.
Changes in legal aid have come into force in England and Wales. Lawyers and others say the cuts will significantly affect access to justice.
My daddy did his articles in 1954. When he began soliciting, the work stuck in his craw. Enforcing for the bourgeoisie, he very quickly saw. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor. Rebecca's friends and fortune protected her in court. The shredder lives in luxury his millions have bought. But Doreen Lawrence had to wait for 18 years and more. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor. The mighty sword of justice stands high above us all. All citizens stand equal before her mighty laws. But even mighty justice has one almighty flaw. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor.
The number of people who qualify for legal help with civil cases could fall by three quarters.
Our leaders meet in secret behind a thick blue line. When cops protect the wealthy, the cost is yours and mine. They infiltrated Occupy and crippled them with fines. There's one law for the 1% and another for the 99.
The mighty sword of justice stands high above us all. All citizens stand equal before the mighty laws. But even mighty justice has one almighty flaw.
Justice wears a coronet, but justice is a whore. She puts out four rich gentlemen who come to pay her court, and kicks away the crutches from beggars at her door. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor. The mighty sword of justice stands high above us all. All citizens stand equal before the mighty laws. But even mighty justice has one almighty flaw. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor.
and another one for the poor.
Yes, the mighty sword of justice has an almighty flaw. There is one law for the rich and one law for the poor. The mighty sword of justice is a 2015 folk punk protest song by British singer-songwriter Tom Robinson, with Billy Bragg there in the background. It was written in 2013 in support of the Justice Alliance. The track attacks UK government cuts and reforms to the legal aid system and addresses perceived inequalities in the British legal system. Those inequalities, of course, are very, very much replicated in our legal aid process in New Zealand. The legal aid cuts, it criticises the removal of state funding for family debt, employment and housing cases, which Robinson argued locked ordinary people out of justice. This is a valuable track because it points out that denial of justice due to high fees and low government support. But today we're going to take a different track. We're not going to ask for more legal aid or higher support for lawyers. We are going to ask, why is justice so expensive? Why are lawyers so expensive? Especially those family lawyers, the ones in the suburban, converted suburban homes, who rarely go to court and deal a lot with the employment cases, the family law, the trusts and deeds. We're not asking, as I said, we're not asking for more legal aid. We are asking for fees, legal fees, in line with what we pay midwives. And so to our two businesses, same suburban street. One is a legal practice, the other a midwife collective. The legal practice, four lawyers, one admin. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, they do conveyancing wills, trusts, enduring powers of attorney, pretty pro forma work, templates, rarely sets foot in a courtroom. Their clients come to them. The midwife collective, four midwives, one admin. They share a caseload, but each midwife is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with caseloads of 40 to 50 mothers per year. They have no set hours. They answer their phones at 3 a.m. They drive to homes, birthing units, hospitals. They support women through labour, through birth, through the first anxious weeks of a new life. Same street, same number of staff, but the worlds they inhabit are galaxies apart. We'll have another extract from Tim Robinson, and then let's start with a typical day for each of these practices or businesses.
In his craw, enforcing for the bourgeoisie, he very quickly saw there's one law for the rich and another one for the poor. Rebecca's friends and fortune protected her in court. The shredder lives in luxury, his millions have bought.
Picture the legal practice. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. The admin makes the coffee. Lawyers arrive, settle in, open their laptops. Inboxes are full, of course. The first client of the day, young couple buying their first home. They're excited, nervous. The lawyer walks them through the sale and purchase agreement, checks the LIM report, confirms the KiwiSaver withdrawal, changes the names on the conveyancing template, charges $2,500 plus GST. It's a standard transaction. Next, it's morning tea and after morning tea, coffee, whatever, an elderly client updating their will. The lawyer discusses their wishes, typing a template. A couple of hours, $600 plus GST. Then an enduring power of attorney, another template, another set of names. By 5 o'clock, the lawyer has seen 4 or 5 clients. The templates are saved, the emails are sent, the lights go out, they go home to the family. Their work is important. They help people navigate life's milestones. They bring peace of mind. But the work is predictable. The environment is controlled and the phone does not ring at 3 a.m. As one client review puts it, the team made their house purchases seamless, stress-free and easy to understand. Another first-home buyer says, the lawyer was amazing from the word go and didn't overwhelm me with law I didn't understand. Seamless, stress-free, easy. That's a good day in the legal practice. $3,000 charge up before lunchtime, as noted above. Not bad. Another track from Tim Robinson.
But Doreen Lawrence had to wait for 18 years and more. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor. The mighty sword of justice stands high above us all. All citizens stand equal before her mighty laws. But even mighty justice has one almighty flaw. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor.
Now we picture the midwife's life. Or rather, and now we picture the midwife's day. Rather, we don't. Because for a midwife, there is no day. There is only the call. A New Zealand midwife is a lead maternity carer. She provides continuity of care 24 hours a day, from early pregnancy to 6 weeks after the baby is born, up to 8.5 months of continuous care for around 40 to 50 women per year. That means she carries up to 50 families in her mind, her phone, her heart. She attends antenatal appointments. She is there for the labour. She is there for the birth. This is not an appointment that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and finishes by 11. Pregnancies are 9 months long, plus there's an extra 6 weeks afterwards. She is there for the labour. She is there for the birth. She is there for the postnatal checks. Research shows that for each straightforward client, best practice time allocation is about 37.5 hours of care. That's your average. That's nearly a full working week for every client. But here's the thing. She doesn't know when labour will start. She doesn't know if it will be straightforward or complicated. She lives in what the researchers call the shadow of the call. So you repicture this. It's 2 a.m. The phone rings. A mother is in labour. The midwife kisses her sleeping partner, whispers to the kids, and drives out into the dark. She doesn't know if she'll be home in 4 hours or 12. She doesn't know if she'll be the calm presence in a routine birth or the one making life or death decisions. As one study describes, midwives' children living on alert, chronic unpredictability shaping family life. The midwife is on call for everyone except her own family. Her children learn to be stabilizers, to take on adult roles because mum is always just a phone call away. When work enters the home, the study says, there is emotional spillover and blurred boundaries. Her work doesn't stay at the office. It's in her car, in her bed, her dreams.
The number of people who qualify for legal help with civil cases could fall by 3/4.
Our leaders meet in secret behind a thick blue line. When cops protect the wealthy, the cost is yours and mine. They infiltrated Occupy and crippled them with fines. There's one law for the 1% and another for the 99. The mighty sword of justice stands high above us all. All citizens stand.
The song protests access to justice. The underlying issue is cost. The cost we see in the Family Law Office may not deny justice, but it is grossly inflated, and it makes life harder in other areas. A high fee for justice and inflated cost of justice means that there are other areas families go short in. So, let's put their days side by side. The lawyer sits at a desk. The midwife sits in a car, on a birth stool, on the floor of a hospital room. She doesn't quite know which it's going to be by lunchtime. The lawyer deals with documents. The midwife deals with blood, tears, and the first breath of a new human. The lawyer's stress is manageable. A tight deadline, yes. A difficult client, yes. We all get them. A late night minute change. The midwife's stress is visceral, a baby's heart rate dropping, a mother's life in the balance, a shoulder stuck, a hemorrhage. The lawyer is paid for every 6 minute increment of their time. So, you know, it doesn't matter if it stretches out for an hour or so, a couple of extra hours. The midwife is paid a case fee that really hasn't kept pace with inflation. One UK study has found that morale among midwives and lawyers was similarly low. but for very different reasons. For midwives, the pressure came from severely constrained resources and improvements achieved at the expense of their working conditions and sense of well-being. For lawyers, the pressure came from deregulation, intensive competition, more lawyers in the market, maybe putting a bit of pressure on price, and loss in income among partners in smaller firms. Oh dear, worried about losing their income, reducing their fees down below. But unfortunately, for the rest of us, there is the Law Society and the monopoly. But one profession is burning out because they can't keep up with demands of life and death work. The other is stressed because the market is getting tighter and the fee might be dropping. Not a lot of sympathy there, to be honest. Now let's talk about what each one earns.
But even mighty justice has one almighty flaw. There's one law for the rich and another one for the poor. One law for the rich and another one for the poor.
Now justice wears the coronet, but justice is a whore.
Our legal practice charges around $260 to $400 an hour, plus GST, of course. A standard conveyancing job is essentially a template, might be $1,500 to $3,000. The midwife, she doesn't charge by the hour. The government sets the fees. For a straightforward case, the funding has been calculated, as I said, based on about 37 hours a week, at an equivalent rate of about $78 an hour. Sounds quite good, but that covers all expenses. That essentially is the charge out rate. Office expenses, equipment, vehicle, admin support, training, professional registration. Compare that to the charge out rate of our mechanic, electrician and plumber. All around about 100, 120 these days. Plus GST, of course. Let me say that again. The midwife who is on call 24/7, who bears the weight of life and death responsibility, who holds two lives in her hand, is paid the equivalent of $78 an hour, less all her expenses. And as I mentioned, compared to a mechanic, plumber, electrician, these days $100, $120. But now let's look at the lawyer. The lawyer who works 9 to 5 in a comfortable office, who changes names on templates, who rarely leaves the building, charges $260 to $400 an hour. $78 to $350 average, 4 to 5 times more. 9 to 5 versus 24/7. Nice office compared to could be the office floor, the ambulance, back of a car on a wet, windy, cold 3 a.m. But wait, the lawyer might say, I have this massive student loan. So does the midwife. The lawyer's shown his student loan is interest-free, $100,000 over 10 years. Stretch that out to about $6 an hour. A midwife student loan, also interest-free, around about $6 an hour. That comes out of the $678. The midwife also has professional indemnity insurance and overheads, but the government hasn't kept pace. Meanwhile, the lawyer's practice is booming. Conveyancing fees rise with house prices. Trust work is standard. Wills are non-negotiable. We all need one of those. The market for templates is protected by the Law Society. But this isn't just about money. It's about what it does to a person. At 5 p.m, the lawyer closes their laptop. They go home, dinner, Netflix, good night's sleep. Their family sees them. They have predictable routines. At 5 p.m, the midwife might be at a birth. Or she might be on a third cup of coffee, waiting for a phone call. Or she might be at home, but her phone is never more than an arm's length away. Her children learn to be quiet when she's on the phone. They learn to make their own dinner. They learn to be children as stabilisers, adapting, taking on adult roles. Research has found that midwives' families continually reorganise themselves around unpredictable work. The children describe the costs of living in the shadow of the call, the constant alertness, the emotional spillover, the blurred boundaries between work and home. But here's one thing. The children also described resilience, independence and emotional maturity that came from their experiences. The lawyer's children, they probably see their parent at dinner. They have predictable family rituals. The lawyer is present in the moment, not waiting for a call that could change everything. One of these professions pays an average of $350 an hour. The other pays $78 an hour. Both of these, of course, include overheads. But what we're suggesting is the overheads do not justify the extreme difference. So which one does society value more? Let's compare the skills and responsibility more directly. The lawyer has a law degree. They understand contract law, property law, trust law. They can interpret legislation. They can draft documents. They give advice. Quite frankly, this stuff is not difficult. It's fairly standard. There are general principles through these laws. Yes, and if you're not sure, you look it up. There are software and databases. You check it out. And there are precedents. All you've got to do is do a bit of thinking. The midwife has a Bachelor of Midwifery. 4 years of study. They spend a minimum of 2,400 hours of clinical work caring for whānau unpaid. They understand the human body, the birthing process, the complications, the emergencies. They make life or death decisions in real time. The lawyer is liable for professional negligence. They carry indemnity insurance. But the consequences of mistake are often financial. A lost case, a faulty will, a bad conveyance. The midwife is also liable. But the consequences of a mistake are a dead mother, a dead baby, a family destroyed forever. So what do lawyers say? Their defense is familiar. We have high overheads. We have years of training. We have student debt. We carry responsibilities. Our fees reflect the market. But the midwife has high overheads too. A car, a phone, a laptop, registration fees, $720 a year for annual practicing certificate, the office admin support. The midwife has years of training, 4 years of study, and as we mentioned, 2,400 hours of unpaid clinical work. Student debt, yes. The midwife carries responsibility, life and death, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The difference is this. The lawyer's services are protected. You can't do your own conveyancing. You can't draft your own will, not if you want it to stand up in court. The law is complex. The lawyers have a monopoly. The midwife services are also essential, but the government sets the price, and the price is $78 an hour. One profession has a protected market and charges $350. The other has a government-set rate and gets $78. So what would an equitable position look like? Well, let's imagine the midwife was paid fairly for the work they do. The 37 and a half hours of best practice care for a straightforward case, 24/7 on call, emotional toll, the impact on the families. Let's imagine the midwife was paid the same hourly rate as the lawyer. That's about $10,000 a client. With a caseload of 40 to 50, that's $400,000 a year. No, we're not saying midwives should earn that much. But what if the lawyer were paid the same as the midwife? $78 an hour. A conveyancing job that takes 2 hours, $150. A will, $150. An enjoined power of attorney, $150. The lawyer would be earning around $80,000 a year. A good one, $100, $110. It's reasonable. So the gap is obscene. The lawyer charges 5 times what the midwife earns. But the midwife, the one who catches the baby, who holds the mother, who lives in the shadow of the call, she serves everyone, rich and poor, Pākehā and Māori, urban and rural. She is there at the most vulnerable moment of a family's life, and she is paid $70 an hour to cover all her expenses 24/7. Is that justice? But how to fix it? How to bring down lawyers' fees? And how to increase midwives? Perhaps by start asking the question. Waste of time asking the law society, the lawyers, whatever, whatever. Perhaps asking in public. Perhaps asking the MPs, perhaps asking in the newspapers, why are fees so high? Can you justify those fees? Please list your costs when you send me an invoice and compare this to a tradie or a nurse. A social media campaign. I'm not a social media person, but a social media campaign that demands that lawyers itemize the expenses on their invoice would perhaps soon indicate where their overcharging is. Let's just call it out and call it out and call it out. Thanks very much for listening. This is Echoes of Dissent. My name is Frank Carter. The music was Mighty Sword of Justice by Tom Robertson featuring Billy Bragg. Keep questioning, keep dissenting. Next week, we're going to be beginning a series about issues that the politicians may be talking about. And if they're not, we certainly should. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.